This is episode 2271 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to a brand new series we're launching into. It's another week and another series. The theme for this week's series, I hope you will find refreshing. It is the art of happiness. And I decided to do this week's theme all about happiness because over the month of March, the past month, we explored so many heavy topics. Our most recent series was How to Manage Crisis Fatigue. And while it's so helpful to go more deeply into your emotions, it is perhaps even more important to focus on what it is you want in your life, what brings you happiness, and what brings you joy. And I also have found, as I go through each week's series with you, that when I go through a particular series, I find that it deepens whatever I'm experiencing in regard to the theme. So last week's series, as I mentioned, was all about managing crisis fatigue. And although we are going through a tremendous crisis with the coronavirus, we all are going through this crisis together. We each have our own mini crises in our life. Well, I didn't think I was really going through a particular crisis, but something erupted, and I thought, I need something to take me out of this crisis mode. So, this week's series is going to be brought to you by some of the world's famous meditators. I'll be sharing their wise words of wisdom with you in each episode. So in each episode, you'll get to know the wise words of wisdom from a different famous master meditator. The actual sponsor of this week's series is the Sip and Om meditation app. And this is where you can go through a series a little more in depth. So if you're really needing some happiness and positivity in your life, this might be the series for you to try free, the full week series on the Sip and Om meditation app. You will receive, along with the whole series of 30-minute guided meditations for the week, a journal with a daily reflection question and a slowdown guide, which includes a yoga asana, a yoga pose to focus on for the week, including an herbal tea to focus on for the week. So you get a few extra little perks when you join the app. And as I mentioned, you might not be ready. You might be brand new with meditation, and so you're just taking it a little more slowly, and that is perfect. But if you are ready for something a little more, you might want to try out the app. So your featured meditator for today is none other than the Dalai Lama. The Dalai Lama is considered to be the spiritual leader of Tibetan Buddhism. He currently lives in India in exile. He was exiled there when China invaded Tibet. In 1950, the newly established communist regime in China invaded Tibet, which was rich in natural resources and had a strategically important border with India. At that time, the 14th Dalai Lama was a teenager when his country was invaded, and he was never able to govern Tibet independently. So he escaped with his life from Tibet and currently lives in India. It is estimated that over 1.2 million out of 6 million Tibetans have been killed, and over 6,000 monasteries have been destroyed, and thousands of Tibetans have been imprisoned since the Chinese invaded Tibet. The Dalai Lama has devoted his life to encouraging compassion. He has this to say about happiness. Overall, happiness is reached by keeping peace with others and oneself, which can be reached through meditation and community service. Therefore, the Dalai Lama concludes that the purpose isn't to create tension, but a positive atmosphere. This gives our life meaning, which leads to overall happiness. So, as you begin to settle yourself down to meditate today, you have a quest. Your quest this week is to cultivate inner freedom. So you are invited to go on an inner freedom quest this week. This quest is started every morning where you visualize yourself accomplishing the great things you want to accomplish in your life. Visualize yourself doing what it is you want to do, who you want to be with, where you want to be. You can break it down and focus on one small aspect of living the kind of life you want that creates this inner freedom. Or you could do a sweeping inner freedom journey this week where you begin to notice where you feel trapped in your life and how you can begin to feel freer so that you can experience happiness. So settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. As you sit up straight, make sure your body is comfortable. You might use pillows to sit on and to cushion your pressure points, especially if you sit on the floor, like your knees and your ankles. I encourage you to sit on a pillow. It doesn't have to be a fancy meditation cushion. If you sit on the edge of a pillow, whether you're in a chair, on your bed, or on the floor, this rolls your hips forward and it's going to help you keep your spine nicely aligned and straight. Shift your eyes gently upwards. This keeps your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Notice where you hold tension in your body and notice any emotion associated with that tension. Maybe it's doubt or fear or stress. Name the emotion. Now begin to visualize the kind of life you would like to create for yourself as you go on a happiness quest this week. What are some things you can do right now, today, to take small steps to cultivate more happiness? Maybe to be more productive and successful at your job, you need more sleep or more preparation. So think about what you could do to prepare yourself better. If it's a relationship you want happiness in, think about how you could feel more gratitude and express more gratitude towards someone. Join the likes of the Dalai Lama as you send out compassion to the world around you. The world is going through so much right now. Send out your compassion. Now, kindness and compassion to others around you who might be suffering. Finally, send out compassion to yourself for all you're doing for yourself right now, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.